February 19th, Tuesday of the first week of Lent. The first reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 to 11. We hear about how the word of God will descend upon the people of Israel, like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky, that it'll fertilize the land, that God's word makes all the difference in our lives. It takes what previously was a meaningless existence and gives it meaning. That it will produce fertility, not only in our hearts, but even in the world around us, because when we accept the Lord's ways, things harmonize with God's plan, and that affects even the world around us. Remember how Isaiah says that the lion will lie down with the lamb, that the peace will be so profound that it'll transform even nature. So this is a reminder again that God's word is not simply a combination of words, but rather it's something that transforms us, that cuts to the quick of our heart. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 to 15. This is one of two versions of the Our Father. The two versions are found in Matthew and Luke. In Luke, we find a series of disjointed petitions, while in Matthew we find a fully developed prayer. And it's believed that Luke was probably what Jesus actually said, where Matthew was the version of the Our Father that was celebrated in the community when Matthew wrote his gospel. This is the version that the community would have been familiar with, and so Matthew puts it into the mouth of Jesus, even if he didn't say it exactly this way. Matthew begins by saying, "Don't babble like the pagans." The pagan liturgy was simply repeating prayers word for word in the exact order in which they're supposed to be said. If you made a mistake halfway through, you had to go back to the beginning and start over again. So their prayers were more ritualistic, and they were more magical than actual attempts at dialogue with God. That shouldn't be that way with us. Jesus begins the Our Father by saying, "Our Father," not only his Father, but all of ours. Notice the use of the word Father. At the time of Jesus, the Pharisees and the scribes didn't talk about God as Father, Abba. They spoke about God as being very distant, and Jesus saying Father was countercultural. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." It's an act of surrender to the will of God, that we place our lives in God's hands. Give us this day our daily bread. We ask for our daily bread, and we ask for enough bread for each day, because we realize that we don't want too much. There's a prayer in the Old Testament that says, "Don't give me too much because then I'll become arrogant, and don't give me too little because then I'll have to go and steal. Give me just enough for each day." And obviously, as Christians, this refers to the bread that we eat every day, but also to our Eucharistic bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. How can we expect to receive forgiveness from God if we're not willing to forgive others? If we're not willing to forgive them, it means our hearts are closed, we're arrogant, we're controlling. And if we're that way, then we'll never be able to be vulnerable and accept the forgiveness that God is offering us. And lead us not into temptation. Is it God who tempts us, or is it God who delivers us from temptation? The Gospel of Luke phrases it a slightly different way, "deliver us from the trial." And that's probably closer to what Jesus intended, that as time goes on, the struggle to be a Christian will be greater and greater. And we don't know how strong we are, so we're asking God to deliver us from that trial before we fall. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.